Welcome into the newest podcast of the Barn Podcast Network. We're calling this one the By Auburn Podcast. It's going to be audio only, and what we're going to be doing is spotlighting Auburn-owned businesses that are members of buyauburn.com, and we're going to talk more than just business. We're going to talk Auburn. We're going to have some fun with it, talk about the connections, talk about favorite memories, and things of that nature. But without further ado, I want to introduce our very first, first guest for By Auburn, the podcast. It's William Murphy with Murphy Roberts Alpha Agency here in Auburn. William, man, thank you for doing this, and thank you for being one of the first members at buyauburn.com.
Well, I'm honored. You were the first, or that I was the first person you contacted. So I think it's a great thing you got going on here with By Auburn. We like to support, you know, locally or businesses owned by those who share the same interests and values we do. So I think it's great, man.
Absolutely. Let's connect the Auburn family. If you need an insurance agent in Auburn, the Auburn area, Lee County, really.
Whole state.
The whole state, yeah.
There you go. Hey, and if I get enough interest in Georgia, I can get my Georgia license too. So there you go.
So let's start off. You got to prove the Auburn connection.
Okay.
So
all right.
Let's talk about your Auburn connection. What makes you, I guess, qualify as an Auburn owned business? Talk about your Auburn connection.
Well, look, man, the first thing I'd say about Auburn owned is, look, I mean, I know it kind of is cliche, but we're a family, right? There's so many people out there, whether you went to school or you just grew up pulling for Auburn and share that common interest. There's so many good businesses out there that are owned by good Auburn people. My connection is, I'd say, started when I was really young. My dad grew up in an Auburn family. Both my grandparents went to Auburn. I grew up going to games when I was really little. I remember, you know, memories from when I was probably, you know, first, second, third grade, making that 3.5 hour. I'm from North Alabama. So making that 3.5 hour trip down to Auburn and, you know, not really remembering, I don't remember who we played. I don't remember much about the games, but I just remember those special memories of, you know, it still kind of felt like a smaller school back then, but I remember going to, with my grandfather to an ag, a college alumni luncheon and going to a game afterwards. And that would have been probably early 90s. So I grew up, you know, interested in Auburn and an Auburn fan. One of the few, it's a little tough being in North Alabama because a lot of Alabama fans. But anyway, grew up going to Auburn and then ended up being blessed to get accepted to Auburn University and graduated in 2010, which was a great year to graduate.
Oh, man. So you got the cam season in.
Yep. And it's kind of funny. I was set to graduate in the spring of 2010, but due to procrastination, I missed a class. It was only offered in the fall. So I think that just worked out perfectly.
Let me ask you a question. You got to be honest about this. Did you know this before or after Cam Newton committed to Auburn on Christmas?
No comment. No, it was an accident. I think, that fall or that spring, I guess, it was just all of a sudden I had like one more class to graduate. I was going into spring or something. And she said, well, this is not offered in the spring. It's only in the fall. So that it worked out great. My parents probably weren't very happy with that. But
yeah, I missed Cam by one season. Anyway, yeah.
Hey, I got to correct you on something. I was listening to your podcast this morning. Did he not commit on New Year's Day?
I thought he committed on Christmas Day.
The reason I wonder is because I thought I remember being at Busch Gardens down when we were playing the Outback Bowl with some fraternity brothers. And
December 31st, you're right.
Okay, New Year's Eve. Yeah, it was New Year's Eve Day.
Yep, December 31st.
So we were both wrong. I said New Year's Day. So
for some reason, I thought he had a quote saying it was going to be a good Christmas gift somewhere.
I thought that might have been the Natty. Maybe Christmas gift to the Auburn fans. I don't know.
Maybe you're right. Regardless, you've cleared the air there. You did not extend your collegiate career because Cam Newton committed to Auburn.
Is my book card though, like the fact that I corrected the Charlie Five on something, man. I feel like I got all the
I gotta send you like a hat or something now for
there
that.
You go. There you go.
All right. You were talking about memories and you got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
What is your best or your favorite Auburn memory growing up? It could be when you're younger. It could be when you were, you know, obviously.
Well, it's funny because I've probably been to hundreds of games. I mean, through being college here and growing up, loving and pulling for Auburn. But one just immediately stuck out when you sent me that question, and it is Florida Auburn 2001.
Oh yeah.
So what people remember probably about that game is that the goalpost came down, we won. But what people might not remember is how terrible the weather was.
Oh my god,
raining. So
crazy.
Yes, it was wind. The fact that Damon Duval made that field goal is just remarkable. But Dad and I, you know, being 3.5 hours away, man, it was always a kind of a tough commitment to come down here. Because, look, man, you've seen hotels around here. They're expensive.
Oh, for sure.
So we would hardly ever stay. We'd drive back. So we get up that morning, and we had decided we're playing number one Florida. We had had a couple losses already that season. Yeah, probably not worth going, you know, go see us, you know, get stomped. Well, we were watching College Game Day. This shows you how late the decision was. We were watching College Game Day that morning. We had tickets, and we were kind of watching and kind of getting excited a little bit. They feature Auburn, and we look at each other, and we both are kind of like one of those things where you just nod your head. I was like, yeah, we got to go. We can't miss this because what if? Like, we'll probably get beat, but what if?
What if?
Just not, and I feel like that's kind of the reason I was drawn to Auburn, the underdog. What if, man? What if we upset them? Well, so we made that trip in the rain, sat through, you know, four quarters of back and forth, and man, it was worth it. Got to see the goalpost get torn down at the end, carried out of the stadium. I think the announcer had to. This was probably my most vivid memory of that game was literally the stadium announcer having to instruct the fans to please pass the goalpost back onto the field. Like they had it up in the stadium, kind of like reminiscent of Tennessee a couple of years ago. But
did he do it super proper like he always does? Please.
Yes.
Please that was take the goalpost back to the stadium, back to the field.
Attention, section 44, please return the goalpost. Yeah. I mean, it was so funny. Yeah. And maybe I made that memory up, that part of it, but I vividly seem to remember that. But anyway, man, just making those memories of my dad, and like it was worth it. It was worth it because we upset number one Florida, and the rest is history. But
so with that being said, you've been to tons of games. You probably have seen, you know, tons of different players of the greats that have played in the last, you know, 20, 25 years or so. Who's your favorite Auburn player of all time? And I guess in theory you could go back before you were born, but I mean, I figured you probably have somebody that you watched growing up. Like, who's your favorite Auburn football player?
You know, I would have to probably say there was a lot, and I kind of mulled over this in my head, but I'd have to go with – probably Cadillac, Carnell Williams, because he was the first player that I followed recruiting on back in the pre-rival. Yeah, Cadillac. And he was from North Alabama, Etowah, and he was down to Auburn in Tennessee, I believe. So just watching him and me being invested in that on my dad's, you know, Rivals account or whatever it was back then. And he just being so proud that he picked Auburn, and then him playing for 4 years, which you don't see that very much anymore. And and just, you know, him committing to Auburn and getting to watch a wonderful career here, and then of course capped it all off. I feel like even though, you know, with the national championship, but the big run against Alabama. And hey, I'm looking at here. I'm thinking. That Florida Auburn game that I'm talking about actually was in 2000, I believe. I think I said 2001.
It was 2000.
Anyway.
Yeah. So Cadillac, obviously, he's one of, I think if you asked our age people, I bet if you had asked, you know, 10 folks and said you can't pick Cam Newton, they're probably.
Yeah. I tried not to pick Cam Newton because, that's the obvious. Or Bo Jackson, even though we didn't ever really see him play, but. We grew up,
You know what's funny is I'm only like a couple of years older than you, but one of my favorite players, or not my one of my favorite player, is like a guy I don't necessarily even like that much anymore, but he's my favorite player when he was at Auburn. That was Damian Craig. Freaking loved Damian Craig.
Dude was awesome.
He was so much fun to watch. I'll never forget the game. We're playing Army, I think, in a bowl game. And Army shoots the cannons off after every quarter.
Yes.
And the, for whatever reason, the camera is on Damian Craig at the end of the first quarter, and the cannon goes off, and he immediately hits the ground like he's
acting like he's been
being shot at, which is
took a cannonball.
it's hilarious. But
A funny thing about Damian Craig, I still like when I, that was kind of the era, because like when Carnell started in like 99 2000, like I remember it was when I really started to remember watching Auburn. Before that, I have like vague memories of coming to games but not really keeping up with it, and I always thought that I still remember my uncle joking with me after the game, we're about to go meet Damian Craig, and I thought Damie and Craig were two people. It's Damie and Craig, and we were going to talk to some old people that were friends with my, you know, parents.
I can remember that 1997 Iron Bowl because I was, I guess, 11 at the time. And that was one of the first games. That was whenever I understood ball. You know what I mean? And that was one of the first games where I felt like I was really emotionally invested in the game, to the point where when they got the ball at the end of the game and they're running the clock out, like I'm in tears. Like it hurt me that much. Like that's when my real core.
And that was the the screen.
Yep.
Fumble screen.
And then Jarrett Holmes kicks the field goal.
Yep.
And people don't remember, like, Alabama had a field goal attempt at that at the end of that game.
Yes.
And they brought in their long range guy and he was just a little bit short.
Who was Freddie Kitchens was the quarterback. Yep.
Yeah. Freddie Kitchens to Ed Sism. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Whoever called that play, thank you for not running the ball. So, William, obviously Auburn's gone through some dark ages the last 4 years, not like what we're used to growing up and what we've seen for quite some time. A lot of, I guess, excitement, it feels like, and maybe it's cautious optimism building around Golish. Like, what are your thoughts so far? Just what you see from your perspective, not necessarily what you're seeing, what everybody else thinks, but just from your perspective, how are you feeling about the new coach and the direction Auburn's headed in?
Man, I've been really impressed. I remember, you know, when we started to hear reports that there's a plane headed down to Tampa, you know, on the deadline where we kind of had to have a coach hired. It was kind of like took a little bit of convincing myself, like, okay, all right. I mean, I know who Golish is. He was kind of on the radar, but not really. And then all the player attrition, because we couldn't really do anything, right? We couldn't really bring anybody in, but we were losing players. But that's just the nature of the game these days. And I feel like he's gotten to work. His priorities are right. And I feel like he's just very business-minded and coming here, and he's going to run a very well-oiled machine, man. I feel like we've plugged a lot of the positions, you know, well, where we needed, you know, where we had some attrition and everything. And look, he's won everywhere he's been.
It's true.
He flipped South Florida, like, you know, and people, you know, try to say he had a ton of talent when he came in there to South Florida. But the truth is, look, that team before he got there was like, what, had like 4 wins over a couple seasons?
4 wins in 3 years.
4 wins in 3 years. He flipped them. And I know it's not the SEC, but you got to come from somewhere. And he took them and made them the cream of the crop in their conference. So what I like to look at is how have you done where you've been, where the standard there is, hey, winning conference championships. How have you competed against your peers? And he's done that on the periphery of the playoff. And that's a lot more than we could say. So I'm impressed with him. I think he's got a very he's very likable, and he's very matter of fact, and he's good with the media. And man, I'm excited. I feel like we're headed in the right direction, and we, you know, have somebody that that can get us back to that level that you and I grew up with, you know, watching in the early 2000s and 90s. So
it's sad, man. Our sons do not know Auburn.
No,
as a winning football program.
No, my son, he thinks we've always been good at basketball. I mean, he doesn't, because I've told him. And then I remember him, man, where it really hit me a couple years ago, we were walking out of a game, and my son said, man, if we could just make a bowl game, like, golly, one day maybe we'll make a bowl game. I'm like, wow.
We've fallen.
Yeah, we've fallen, because bowl game, I remember being –
disappointed.
In college and disappointed, infuriated when we were losing 4 to 5 games, you know, and thinking, you know, now it's like, can we get there first and then keep going? So
exactly. So we've talked ball, we've talked Auburn. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your business. I mean, this is about spotlighting your business. So tell everybody about your business and what makes Alpha stand out in the crowd of you know, a sea of insurance companies.
Well, look, first of all, Alpha, Murphy Roberts, I'm William Murphy. My business partner is Ethan Roberts. We've gone into this together, and we run this agency together. And man, what I'd say more than anything is no one likes insurance. No one loves to talk about insurance as a consumer. Yeah. You know, I was going to tell you before we started and just say like, hey, I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite part about insurance? And I was going to expect you to literally say nothing. Nothing is fun about insurance. So it's not a fun thing. It's not like buying a car, which is fun to shop for. It's not like going and buying, you know, a house, but we can take care of those things for you. In the long run, and those things are important to you. So what we do is we take care of those things through insurance. And what I tell people, and I tell lenders, I tell real estate agents, look, no one loves or even gets interested in the insurance side of things. As a matter of fact, you're telling them before closing, before buying a car, hey, gotta have insurance. Have you even thought about that? Most people say no. Well, where we step in is we're a full service agency that we're gonna ask you a couple questions. We're going to tailor a plan for you to protect your assets that you care about the most. And we're going to make it easy for you. And we're going to make it fun. So we're local. You can come in, sit down. You can call us. You can text us. When's the last? You can't text an 800 number, right? So right. When you need a quote, you need something, however you prefer, get in touch with us. We'll be glad to help you take care of you. We got competitive rates. And then at the end of the day, what are you buying insurance for? No one really wants to think about that, but it's for when you have a loss.
Exactly.
So when those things you love that you had fun shopping for, that you build memories with in your family, your home, your auto, and we do life insurance. When something happens there, you have somebody local to call or somebody that you know that you can call. And man, you said what separates Alpha from the rest? Man, just go ask a contractor, a body shop, somebody like that. Don't take my word for it, okay? Well, go ask them.
I can speak from experience being an Alpha customer. You don't think about it, you don't care about insurance. You don't want to talk about insurance until you need a claim, until you need them.
Right.
And when your adjuster more than likely lives just a neighborhood over, they're local, and you can get answers right away. And it's very, very quick. And the next thing you know, you got a check cut, to take care of, you know, whatever the big loss is. For me, I had a roofing issue, bad hailstorm. So those type of things, man, make to me Alpha invaluable. So
yes,
you definitely claims you can, you know, if you want to shop right, that's fine. But you better be looking at claim servicing and things like that. That's the most important part. And I think there's nobody that does it as good as Alpha. So if you're going to do work with Alpha, you might as well work with an Auburn guy, and you might as well that Auburn guy be William Murphy and Ethan Roberts with Alpha Insurance. Y'all are located over there. If you're familiar with Auburn, the Cary Creek Public Shopping Center.
Cary Creek Publix. Yes, we're located in that shopping center. It's funny, a couple times over the last year or so since we moved there, I've told people, you know, we're in the Publix. And I've had a couple of people that go, wait, you're inside Publix? Inside. Like no, I'd probably my pocketbook would be pretty thin. I'd have too many pub subs. I'd need to go on a strict diet if I was in Publix. But, you know, they used to have – I know like Walmart has like banks in there sometimes. But we are in that Publix shopping center. We're right by the Goodwill.
So. Awesome. William, man, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of Buy Auburn. If you're a business owner, it's less than $1 a day. Less than $1 a day, and you may have a chance to be featured on – or not, you may have a chance. You will have the opportunity to have your business spotlighted as well. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back again soon.
War Eagle. War Eagle.